hard to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're coming to you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Thursday, the 20th of December, 2007. Coming up here in just a few minutes, I have Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Have not had this gentleman on the air in quite some time. And with all issues, folks, there's too many issues on the table at times that take a priority. And my bad, because the Second Amendment and your right to keep and bear arms should be first and foremost as the bulwark of liberty and freedom. And we will bring Larry up. There's been a lot of things going on, especially with our veterans. And they're trying to grab the guns, folks. And there is a psychology in this mechanism that has been pervasive under the guise of protection and safety, that it's better to regulate, it's better to control, it's better to curtail freedom and liberty to provide freedom and liberty. Does that make any sense to you? Well, it doesn't make any sense to me either. And we're going to be talking to Larry about this exact subject. And I guess to set this up, there is a paradigm of thought in this country now that there was a maxim in law, and everybody understood that maxim, that a person is innocent until proven guilty of a crime. You cannot make an assumption that somebody committed a crime without actually offering proof and then going through the court mechanism to actually find a person guilty of said offense. Makes sense, doesn't it? Well, unfortunately, the tables have been turned in this country that you're assumed to be guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. It's not the way the law works in this country, but this is the attitude and this is the approach. You know, the same thing could be said with George Bush. I mean, if we look at the way Congress has abrogated its responsibility and its input just on the declaration of war, they've given the president carte blanche to do preemptive or proactive action. Doesn't have to give any reason. He has to go to Congress for the budget, but, well, he can basically, under the guise of spreading freedom and liberty around the world, that, in fact, that they've given him this preemptive or proactive power. Wrong, folks. This is part of the problem here. And this is the thought. This is the paradigm of thought that they're using. Most disgusting. So we'll have Larry up here in just a couple of minutes after this first break, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about what they're doing to our veterans. And keep in mind, as you're listening to this, they have already done this to police officers out there. That somehow that you're just some kind of a wingnut and, you know, you were entrusted at one time to have a gun, but, well, now you're not. Sound confusing? We'll try to sort all of this out, folks. That's our job, to sift through all the rhetoric and all the trash and just give you the bottom line. We're going to do that with Mr. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America right after this short break.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America does his own radio program, Live Fire, with Larry Pratt, obviously. He's on probably about 20 stations around the country. And Larry, it's been a while since I had you on this program. Welcome back.
John, thank you so much for having me back.
Well, you were on another radio program, and I heard you here locally, and I thought, you know, I'd heard some of the stuff that was going on, and I said, well, I've got to get this guy back up on the air. I've been remiss, I guess, in my categorization of my priorities, and I'll admit this one slipped right through my very fingers.
Well, that was the intention of those who had been sponsoring the legislation and those who were supporting it. On the outside, the Brady campaign, of course, was the most likely group to support it, which they did. They didn't make a whole lot of noise about it because they knew that the most important support was coming from the National Rifle Association, and Brady, nor anyone else, including the media, including the members of Congress, did not want to stir up the membership of the NRA. They were counting on the staff to do their work for them. And as Carolyn McCarthy said after her bill left the House the first time several months ago without any recorded vote whatsoever, it was a kind of like a pop quiz and nobody was there to take it. If it hadn't been for the NRA, this bill would not have moved. That's exactly correct. Now, they think this is a good idea, that this is not gun control, but I obviously don't agree with that. What they are willing to support is a massive expansion of the people banned from owning a gun who have been hit by the Lautenberg gun ban back in 1996. And many states have not been particularly eager to spend the money and send a lot of the names of people with domestic violence, misdemeanors, and other sorts of disqualifications to Washington so that they would be added to the list of people who cannot own a firearm.
Well, let's digress here for a second, because you mentioned Lautenberg, and let's refresh people's memories, Larry. The Lautenberg ban, that would disarm people for spanking their kids. Now, this was targeted, what I saw happening was targeted towards police officers.
It hit a lot of police officers, it hit a lot of soldiers, and it, not only did it hit one of our members who had literally spanked his child, nobody suggested that he had beaten the child, it's that the prosecutor just didn't think that spanking was appropriate and nailed him. And at the time, rather than fight such a stupid thing, he paid a nominal fine, probably it was about $50, and that was that. Well, that was that until the rules changed in the middle of the game. The Constitution, whatever that is, wherever that's to be found, calls that sort of thing an ex post facto law. But the measure passed, and it passed in a somewhat similar fashion. It was embedded deeply into an appropriations bill that passed at the very end of the Congress, the year of 1996, as they were heading out of town for holiday, just the way this McCarthy-Schumer bill was done just yesterday.
Oh, Chucky the Possum Schumer is in on this deal as well. Now,
big time.
Who would have thunk it?
Big, right. It's a big surprise news flash there that Charles Schumer doesn't want people owning guns. So what they've done on this one, it goes well beyond the initial Lautenberg ban. It also takes in a huge number of people who have been declared to be, and I didn't say convicted of, I said declared to be mentally defective. If they're viewed as somebody who might hurt themselves or somebody else, that's it. Let me just kind of go into that. This is something actually that we'll be putting out fairly soon in an alert, and I would encourage people to go to gunowners.org and sign up for our free email alerts. That was really the only way that most people knew that there was a battle going on.
And, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I used to get your alerts. We changed locations. We bought new computers. And I lost you on that email alert. Otherwise, I would have been aware of this, and I would have been calling you.
That's the real key, of course, is to be able to stay on that list. And unhappily, people do change their email addresses, and we really have no way of figuring out what happened. So we, in fact, for a long time, for all I know, we might have been sending something to a dead letter box. Neither one of us would have been aware of what was happening. So if anybody's listening and has had the same problem, please check and go to gunowners.org. It's a freebie, and it only comes out once a week or so. We don't load up your inbox. We don't look at it as your daily newspaper. It's an action service, and we inform people, and then we usually have an email that makes it very easy to send something off to the House of Representatives or to the Senate or even both, whatever. Anyway, the core of the bill's problems is in Section 101C1C, if you want to be taking down all the numbers. It's on page 11 or 12 of the draft that I have. Anyway, it makes you a prohibited person on the basis of a medical finding of disability. Notice I haven't said conviction. So long as a veteran has had an opportunity for some sort of hearing before some, quote, lawful authority, which could be a kangaroo court in the Veterans Administration, much the way anybody who's got any familiarity with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, or any of the other myriad of our unconstitutional federal agencies where they have their own what they call administrative law judges and administrative law courts, totally unconstitutional, where the employees of the agency that are trying to hammer you are also the employees that determine whether their fellow hammerers are doing the right thing or not. Well, surprise, they almost always find in favor of the hammer. Anyway, you would be a lawful authority, and of course the lawful authority might very well be a psychiatrist who either works for or was consulted, or whose information got somehow put into either the Veterans Administration database and then sent over to the instant checklist, or now that all this money will be going out to the states if they appropriate what they've authorized, state medical records that would deal with might be a danger to self or others. That's all going to be heading here to Washington to be added to the list as well.
Now, Larry, before we go any further, let me put this thought in people's heads. We're talking about service people that the majority of them, okay, they're in support roles. That's true. But when you think of the military, you think of combat-ready soldiers. Combat soldiers are taught to do one thing, to kill and survive. Okay, these are people that are entrusted. They're given the authority with their weapons to do what they are trained to do. And folks, we don't sugarcoat anything. Soldiers are there to do one thing in times of need, and that's kill.
Absolutely.
So here are people that have already been cleared. They have been trained in the well trained in the use of firearms. And now we're going to make provisions that we're going to try to take away those firearms from the very people that you would think would be in the best position to know and be knowledgeable about firearms. They certainly know that the damage they do, but they've been cleared to carry the firearms in service of their country. Now those weapons are being taken away.
And 140,000 veterans have already been put into the list of those who cannot buy a gun, the National Criminal Instant Check System, and they are being added at the rate of 1,000 a month. So they're making some pretty good progress at nailing just about all of them. In fact, as one of the men who contacted us when he found out about this bill, he had been the deputy assistant secretary of the Veterans Administration, and he told us that the only debate within the Veterans Administration is whether or not all veterans have post-traumatic stress disorder, which is certainly good enough to disqualify you from owning a gun. And, of course, this is the same disorder that could be diagnosed for a policeman, a fireman, a crime victim, anybody that's had a serious trauma, which, you know, does happen, even apart from soldiers and sailors, for goodness sakes. And so we're talking about the potential just on post-traumatic stress disorder of lots of people. But then it goes on from there, because this diagnosis of medical finding of disability, it's pretty broad language, and there's now lots of records that are supposed to be coming up from the states to input. And so the veterans at least will have lots of company.
Now you said medical disability, and I did not hear you say psychiatric or psychological disability.
Well, they view that as medicine.
Uh-huh.
So they like to assume that psychiatry is objective, and yet this deputy assistant secretary, his name is Mike McClendon, says really this whole notion of post-traumatic stress disorder is not a disorder. They can't agree on what is the diagnosis for it. It's so broad in general that it can either mean everything or nothing. In the old days, we used to talk about flashbacks. We used to talk about various kinds of trauma, nightmares, whatever that people might have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known people, you probably have too, that have been in combat and had to kind of, as it were, get a grip on themselves. And they did it by themselves. And then they have functioned, in the case of a lot of Vietnam vets, for a whole career. They've had families, and a lot of them have concealed carry permits. But if this post-traumatic stress disorder gets entered into the system, coming up from a field office of the Veterans Administration or any other source, they're toast.
Well, and in one of your writings here, you put anybody who was classified as a mental defective one term 40 years ago, that term meant that one was adjudicated not guilty in a court by reason of insanity, but under the Veterans Disarmament Act, a mental defective has been stretched to include anyone whom a psychiatrist determines might be a tiny danger to self or others. They're redefining the terms. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
On our website, ladies and gentlemen, republicbroadcasting.org, and keep in mind, and please, if you would, the Second Amendment, there was a reason why the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment right in behind the first one, because they figured if the first one was gone, well, that's when you get to use the Second Amendment. These people were not stupid. They could see what they were creating and the danger to it. Larry, I want to weave this in here, and I want to remind people, when you go to republicbroadcasting.org, at the top of the page, there is a link there that will carry you over to the Veterans Affairs. And this is disturbing to me, Larry, because I've been talking about this on and off for the last couple of weeks. And this comes from the VA site itself. Now, the numbers, Larry, I don't know if you've seen this. I don't even know if you heard rumor of it. Gulf War I and Gulf War I Part II. Now, we took a little timeout period to go bomb Bosnia-Herzegovina through Bill Clinton. But Daddy Bush and Junior Bush here, the Gulf War and that syndrome has been taken care of by the Bushies. Now, the actual numbers of the dead troops Gulf War I, Gulf War II included, 73,846 U.S. troops dead. Larry, have you heard this?
Absolutely not.
1,620, 906 permanently disabled. Now, the agency report confirms that 1.6 million are disabled by this war. Now, when we're talking about what we're talking about here, and we're talking about people being in position to make determinations, now, it might be a psychiatrist. It might be somebody that's delegated by the agency to have an authority to make determinations, a panel, whatever the case may be. We're not talking about a judge. We're not talking about a presentment of evidence. We're not talking about being faced by your accuser.
Right.
We're talking about nameless, faceless bureaucrats that are making determinations on your wherewithal and how many beans left you got in a jar.
Now, the bill says, the soon-to-be law, I'm afraid, that you can have a hearing, but of course, if you don't know that, you nevertheless can be smacked down from having your gun rights anyway. They're not required to give you a hearing. You just have to have that opportunity, so it's there theoretically. Let's say that you take them up on it, and you go and you spend a lot of money, and you get an attorney, and you get your psychiatrist, who will, of course, say something very different from the government psychiatrist. And you may get some other experts in there as well, whatever might be pertinent to making your argument. And you spend $10,000-$15,000, you actually make your point, and you think you've really done a good job. How could they turn you down? Well, they can just sit there and do nothing under this bill for a full year, at which time you are automatically denied.
Now, Larry, the reason I brought this up, because of the 1.6 million disabled. Now, it could be a disablement because of the stress. It could be you're under stress because you've had a serious disability, arms, legs missing.
Right.
It could be any a number of things. And, Larry, I'm only suggesting, and I'm trying to put my mind inside these bureaucrats' little bodies, but I could see where they could make a determination here that if you're under stress because of physical disability, that could affect your mental stability, and therefore you may be on that target list as well.
And if you don't go see the psychiatrist when they so suspect your problem,
then you don't get your clearance card.
You won't get your benefits, exactly.
Okay.
So we've already dealt with that problem. People have been in touch with us about that very kind of catch-22. This is an amazing grab, and the NRA bought off on it because at least the veterans will have a chance to get, or anybody with this mental instability problem, mentally defective under the old law, they'll have a chance to try to get their names cleared. That's something that, in fact, say the people in the rest of the Lautenberg gun ban, those who have had a domestic violence misdemeanor, which is, let's be real clear, that's not a punch in the nose, a black eye. That's at most a shove, maybe a torn shirt, some tossed coffee. Could be a loud shouting match. We had a fellow suffer the loss of his gun rights for precisely that. So those people never will have a chance for an expungement. So even though the clearing of your name is a very unlikely thing to happen because you've now got the burden of proof that the government should have had to find you, quote, guilty, which you're not really found guilty of anything. You haven't been convicted. You've just been described, diagnosed. Well, that's it. You try to prove yourself not guilty, not disabled, but they don't have to do a blessed thing. They can just sit there. You've wasted your money, and they can fold their arms and tell you to have a nice day and shut up, or we'll involuntarily commit you because you're sure making a lot of noise.
Well, and Larry, I'm looking, I'm right, and I urge you to go to our site, and it's tagged True Iraq Death Toll May 2000 report. Actually, it includes, I think it's inclusive to April of 2006. They're saying that the total of deployed through the Gulf War service members was 6,799,744. And out of that, remember, we lost 58,000 service members in Vietnam. Now we're looking at 73,000 through the Gulf War. You didn't hear that, did you? They keep telling you it's 3,800.
What's that website again?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. I've had some callers here holding. Dave in New York, Larry has some information here about Congressman Carolyn McCarthy. Dave, go ahead. You're on air.
Yes, gentlemen. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Carolyn Congresswoman McCarthy and the individual involved in this said it's okay to speak on it, is being sued by a constituent. Very briefly, what happened, gentlemen, is he went to petition her to talk about an issue. She had him removed from his office. You know, he was legal and peaceful, and his firearms were confiscated. Now, we know the executive gets his empowerment from constitutional and statutory authority.
Right.
He was not charged with anything. He was not. There wasn't even a complaint about him. Subsequently, his firearms were seized, including long guns, which in New York you do not need a registration for. So this is one of the things with the law. The lawsuit alleges that she conspired to violate his constitutional rights, both his First Amendment rights and his Second Amendment rights, to bear arms. But let's think about what we're talking here, guys. A guy goes to talk to his congressperson. She has him removed. And then subsequently, within a day or two, there's a knock at his door, and all his firearms are taken away, and they claim that they have the authority to do this under what's called a cooling-off period, which is 90 days, but then he was told, well, it may not be 90 days.
Wait,
it's as long as we want.
Caller, slow down here a second. Larry, the only time I've ever heard the term used, cooling-off period, was the time that you were to purchase a firearm, and then they were to do their background checks.
Well, we are talking about New York.
Okay.
So that's, right. You know, we have to accept the caller's account until proven otherwise.
Well, I'll tell you what, Larry, if you want to follow this, I don't accept my account. I'll give you the case number, and because this gentleman is a real patriot. Now, we use the word patriot a lot, but most of the time when something happens to a person, they're willing to just swallow. This man is a real patriot. He's not going to swallow. He went out and looked for lawyers. And let me also add, he's a life member of the NRA. The NRA did not want to help him.
That's what I was going to ask
you next. A lot of these pro-gun lawyers, you know what, guys? They belong to gun clubs and stuff. They talk a lot. But when you have a real issue, guess what? They're nowhere to be found because it could be politically sensitive and they don't want to step on nobody's toes. So it was hard even getting an attorney. And the pro-gun community did little or nothing. But finally, if you get a real attorney who's not afraid to stand up when he's right, he took the case. Larry, if you want to verify this, 07-CV-3983. Once again, 07-CV-3983, and it's the United States District Court, Eastern District of New York. Okay?
Now, is this a civil case? Is this a public document that this fellow has filed?
Yes. Now, well, a civil suit becomes public information. So once it's filed, it is public information. So if you go to that court and look up the cases, you know, initially it was for $100,000, but now he upped it to $5.1 million because of, if you look at the violation, if you look at the atrocities that this individual has suffered, you know what I mean? To show up and demand your property. To me, it looks a lot like armed robbery. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Dave. Is he a former member of the military?
You know, I don't know that, but think about what we're talking here, John. It really shouldn't matter.
Yeah,
you know
I understand.
I mean, we're talking about a guy who went to see his congressman, who his congressman didn't want to talk about the subject, so she had him removed. You know, and again, he was not charged with anything. There's no complaint. And then, okay, so he left. He complied with the officer's instruction. And then his guns were taken away.
And Dave, let me slow you down here because I want to extract the pertinent information. And who was the collection agency that showed up at his door?
I don't know if it, well, it tells you here if it was, there are some, if it was the police department or the district attorney, he is suing the police department, he's suing also the police commissioner, and two individual officers, in addition to Representative McCarthy, and one of the claims of the suit is that they conspired.
Now, let me slow down here. Now, the implication I'm hearing here, Mr. Pratt, is that this term cooling off period, apparently this implies that this gentleman was somehow dangerous and they had to come and collect his dangerous items that he could possibly or in their minds more than probably resort to violence using his firearm. So we're going to go and remove the tools that might produce a dangerous situation just in case.
And from what the caller is saying, he was told that the 90-day period may not be enough in his case, and yet we don't even know if the 90-day period is a firm limit that is in the law, or maybe they just don't care.
Yeah, well, it's been my experience, Larry, that once they confiscate the firearms, especially through the BATF-E, I have to remember the E because it's explosives as well,
right?
That when your firearms were confiscated, if they were returned, if the total number that they confiscated were returned, if you could get them back, a lot of them sometimes weren't in serviceable condition, not the way that they'd found them.
You bet.
Well, the confiscation was by local government, but it was predicated by Carolyn McCarthy. Mm. And you see, when you're making policy, policy has to be based on law. But if you're going to make policy say anything.
No. Policy is not based on law. Policy is the end round around the Constitution. And, Larry, I don't think you'll disagree with this. We have little corporations out there that got their own little board members, and they make their own rules. And what happens here, and again, this is against the very concept of the justice system in this country, that somehow that, you know, if something happens here, that you're automatically found probably guilty or potentially guilty of something, but we're going to come in and we're going to make sure. But my point is that you have to take these people to a court. You have to sue them. You have to do whatever you have to do. And this is the only way that a lot of these policies have been stopped once they have been sued. If they can get away with a policy measure, which is not really based in law whatsoever, it's just a policy that they come up with, that you actually have to go after them, sue them, to get them to back off. Larry, this seems to be a pattern here.
Yeah, I was looking over a book that was written about the post-Katrina gun grab that was participated in by so many different police agencies from around the country, including some of the federal boys. And after the state had passed a law making it illegal to do that, making it clearer that it was already illegal, basically, the police chief there in New Orleans had this to say. Actually, he's the superintendent. During circumstances like that, we cannot allow people to walk the streets carrying guns. As law enforcement officers, we will confiscate the weapon if the person is walking down the street and they may be arrested. This is what he said about the law that had just been passed by his own state legislature.
Now, if you remember, Larry, and I know that you do, several years ago, gosh, it's probably been more than 10 years now, that the BATF came up with a program, and basically what it was a PR campaign. We saw the billboards going up around the country, you know, about illegal guns, you know, these Saturday night specials. Oh, and by the way, there was also a number that you could contact that was prominently displayed on literature and billboards across the country. You could pick up your phone and call 1-800-BATF-GUNS.
Right.
And literally, folks, literally, this is what was happening. And this is how I got through to a newspaper writer in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that he was writing derogatory stories about people out there that were the gun owners and potentially dangerous. And I told him, I said, look, you seem to disagree with the Second Amendment. He said, no, I'm a gun collector. I'm a gun enthusiast. And I said, well, I see you writing anti-gun pieces. And he said, no, they're not anti-gun. Well, I said, let me tell you something. I said, I can pick up the phone right now. And I said, I can almost guarantee you within 48 hours, I can have the BATF crashing through your door to make sure that you're not a terrorist. And by the way, they will remove your weapons from the premise. He said, that's impossible. Well, I told him, I said, do me a favor. You're a newspaper guy. You're supposed to be able to do research. You sound like you're logical and a competent individual. Check my story out. I got a call less than 24 hours later. The man was aghast. He said, you were absolutely right.
Good for him for being able to check it out so quickly.
Yeah, and he thought he was a law-abiding guy and he was a gun collector. And, you know, these people, Larry, I've seen this happen so many times.
Couldn't happen here.
No, absolutely not. It can't happen to me because what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with me. But when I told him that just under the suspicion that you maybe were a bank robber, maybe you were a terrorist, maybe you were whatever, it doesn't matter. What the assumption was that you were dangerous, you were guilty of something, and we're going to go collect those firearms just in case. Do we see a common thread here?
Well, I think it is based in part on the view of the people of this country by those in government. They have long since departed from the proper constitutional understanding that they are our employees. They wouldn't even have a job if it weren't that we gave them one when we organized the government. We are the sovereigns of the country, and yet over the years, our employees have arrogated the term sovereign to themselves. And they talk about sovereign immunity, meaning they can't be sued for anything they do because they claim they're the sovereign. Well, that, I would submit, is a pretty much a gunless, shotless, nobody noticed, but it's a coup d'etat.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and let me explain something. It's off topic, but it really comes to the same point here. You know, here in Texas, they've got an assessment on business machines and personal property. If you've got a business, you're supposed to declare what your business machines are worth. They want to put a tax on it. And I looked at this, and I thought, you know, this is kind of insane. So I checked into it. Well, it was a Texas state law. But so was the Texas state law here that they could collect taxes for school districts through the property tax. Well, that was, last year that was discovered to be illegal and unconstitutional. And I'm having a conversation with this tax assessor yesterday, and I said, look, I said, what benefit do I derive from being taxed on business machines? What do you people do for me for the collection of these taxes? They said, well, it goes into a general fund. I said, that's not the question I'm asking you. What taxation are you putting on me, and what benefit am I deriving? Well, directly none to you. But, you know, it goes for city services or this. I said, no. I said, you're not answering my question. I said, are you telling me that the tax you're collecting from me is not direct benefit to my business or to me personally? And they admitted that that was pretty much, but it was a Texas law. I said, look, I said, a lot of people will do a lot of strange things to collect revenue. But what you're telling me, and the way this is ringing around in my head, this is taxation without any representation for the tax you're collecting. And I said, now, I said, well, you've got to take that up with the Texas state legislature. I said, well, if I have to hire attorneys on this and I've got to go flip the Texas legislation like a group of people did here to get the school taxes out of their property taxes, I said, do you understand that there's going to be follow-up civil action because you're part and parcel of the mechanism here, and, you know, I can sue you personally for doing this. And the phone got quiet all of a sudden. But that's just to demonstrate that they think that they've got something that's law. And even though they proclaim it to be law, maybe it was voted on by a legislature, doesn't matter, it can be challenged. Now, am I going to go through the time and expense to do this? I don't know that I am. If I've got taxation people here that are hearing this in the state of Texas, and this has been, Larry, this has been a real, this has been stuck in their craw for a long time. Because it's just another way for the state to raise revenues. But it's not representative of anything, and it's unfair, and in my estimation, it's unconstitutional. But, again, you know, how many hoops do you have to jump through to get something overturned that shouldn't have been there in the first place?
Well, you're raising the question, which I can certainly point us right back to the gun problem that we've been talking about. If I could just rephrase what you just said, you were asking them, by what authority are you doing this?
Yes.
And they'll point to an action of the legislature. That doesn't answer the authority question. Did the legislature have authority to do that? Now, in the case of the gun ban that was passed with the NRA's approval yesterday, they're saying that, well, you know, we had this unanimous vote by the House and by the Senate, and therefore anybody that we deem appropriate to put on this list of people that can't buy a gun, well, that's it. And we, the federal government, are going to do it because we just had a vote. Well, where is the authority for that in their founding document, in the Constitution? In fact, the 10th Amendment makes it abundantly clear, if the rest of the Constitution didn't, that they can only do those things which are explicitly told to them that they must do by the Constitution. If they do anything else, then they're acting outside the law. And as you were saying, that actually sets up a ground for private suit. Now, they'll hide behind sovereign immunity, mm-hmm. but they're not the sovereign, and they certainly can't even if they were, they're only sovereign, quote-unquote, in those limited, very limited areas where they've been given authority. Regulating guns in any way is not in the Constitution.
You know, and I want to get into this issue with you as well while I have you about the Supreme Court, and they're going to be ruling on the Second Amendment. I'll tell you what, Larry, the Supreme Court to tackle this issue, part of me has this hope, as all people do, that the United States Supreme Court is not going to be out to lunch that day. Physically, they might be there, but mentally, who knows where they're going to be. But the very fact that they have to have an interpretation of the Second Amendment, it scares the bejeebers out of me.
Absolutely. It could certainly go either way. I do believe that most people would agree that there are four votes for some kind of pro-Second Amendment ruling. That's a big some kind of. That would be Thomas and Scalia and Rehnquist and Alito. The real question, I think, in everybody's mind is, will Kennedy go with the four? My guess is that the four of them, which is all that are needed to bring a case before the court, when it was petitioned by the plaintiff, which it was in this case, the District of Columbia is the plaintiff because they lost the decision at the D.C. Court of Appeals. When the court takes that up, they had to have at least four votes to take it up. Presumably, it was the four I just named. And hopefully, they had some reason to think that they were going to get, to some however limited degree, the support of Justice Kennedy to make that fifth and majority vote. Now, they could do a lot of things. They could say amen to the rather excellent opinion that was written by Judge Lawrence Silberman, which makes it a very clear case that, of course, the Second Amendment protects an individual right, and he really laid out why. Or they could simply affirm the lower decision, which would get rid of the D.C. gun law, and it would establish whatever it meant that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms.
And you've heard this argument, Larry, that and the preponderance of non-evidence and the position in which they have taken a stand on, that the Second Amendment does not guarantee the individual the right to keep and bear arms. It is a collective right of the state.
Well, if they uphold the totality of Judge Silberman's opinion, they will be shooting down that collective rights view. Right. But they won't necessarily at all have to spell out what it means that you have an individual right that's protected. A lot of gun control laws could be swept under that one.
Oh, that's for sure. I'll tell you what, we've got callers holding. I want to get to your calls. We'll roll those right after this short break. Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen, from Gun Owners of America. That's GOA.org. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back. As promised, let's go to the phones. Marianne in Arkansas, thanks for holding on. Hello, Marianne.
Good afternoon, John. God bless you.
Thank you.
I salute you, Mr. Larry Pratt. I salute you. Thank you both for the job that you've done for a long, long time.
Well, thank
and
you.
Continue to do. John, my comments have changed three times since I've been on hold.
Okay. Well, give me the latest version.
All right. I'm going to, quickly. I'll do my best. The last caller just brought up something very, very important. And first of all, gun rights are very important to me. I'm not a gun owner just because I happen to, at the moment, not be a gun owner. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, I feel secure when I know I'm surrounded by, you know, some good old country people, family people, hunters, and they've got guns. That's something not to give up. And
well, Marianne, I never plan on going to court for any serious offense, but it'd be nice for me to know that the court system is intact out there.
Absolutely.
That way I might have the prayer for justice walk into one of those courts. Not that I'm ever going to avail myself of that opportunity.
Absolutely. And I'm not promoting gun rights in the thought that we're going to actually come down to having blows in the streets and that sort of thing. I actually am more optimistic right now than I have been in months.
Did I just hear an echo of Ron Paul there somewhere?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You certainly did. You certainly did. And even last night, I went to sleep praying, and when I woke up this morning, I don't know what we came through last night, but we had another opportunity to have a bad thing. It's what I felt. But anyway, we've come through it. But another reason, though, I wanted to go ahead and call. You've touched on something in this bill, and it concerns the stigma of, we'll call it insanity. And most anybody I know can look back at a point in time and say, yeah, temporarily I went insane. You ask any truck driver that's pulled, you know, a long, long, long shift and drank too much coffee, and you ask him to repeat the alphabet backwards from Z to A, and he'll have to think about it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps something we need to tack on to the point you're making is that people who have been diagnosed as insane, mentally ill, whatever it might be, they don't have a higher crime rate than do the rest of the population. So it's completely false to say, oh, we've got a diagnosis. We got to get your guns away. We might even have to involuntarily commit you. That's just not true.
Larry, I was thinking that when you were talking about the shootings that are taking place at the colleges and the students and the malls, how many of these were police officers or service members?
Well, yeah. I certainly don't think that those shootings were done by people who were lunatics or insane, and that a lot of people refer to them that way, but I think that misleads us, because we're dealing with evil. These are people that just decided this was the way they were going to think only of themselves. They were going to build themselves up by literally tearing other people down, and that doesn't need a diagnosis. That doesn't need treatment. Well, it needs about, what, a third of an ounce of lead?
Mm.
I couldn't say amen any more heartily. And to what you just said, Mr. Pratt, for more reasons than you can possibly comprehend, I could talk for a long, long time about the fact that instability. Do I hear music?
Yeah, but you got about 20 seconds.
Instability can be very temporary, and stigmas last a lifetime. And if you'll let me hold after the break, I'd like to make one comment.
Okay, hang on, Marianne. Tell you what, you've got about 30 seconds, actually. Go ahead and make your comment.
Find a leader, be a leader of your block, your city, your county, and your state. And if you can't think of anything else that something should happen, say, we anticipated this, we've got some coffee, we're going to sit down and think about what we need to do.